Grant us, O Lord, to hear your voice, and in hearing your voice, to love your word, and in loving your word, to do your will, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. A voice crying out in the wilderness. Now, when I think about wilderness, I think about my childhood and growing up going to a camp in New Hampshire in the White Mountains. It's a Lutheran church camp up there. I've talked about it before. It's called Camp Calumet. And camp is not really wilderness. We have like cabins, they're heated during the winter time. You know, there's a dining hall that makes pretty good food. Camp is not wilderness. Camp is pretty comfy and a whole lot of fun. But at camp, we would, once you were old enough, once you were in yellows, which was the oldest kids who slept in the big yellow platform tents, once you were the oldest group of kids, you got to go on an overnight trip. And when I went on my overnight trip, we hiked Mount Washington. And we spent the night in tents that we set up, and we cooked over a fire, and it was super exciting. And we hiked Mount Washington, and it was breathtaking. But you know, at night, when it was dark, really, really dark, because not even like the lights of camp were around, you know, the lights they leave on so you don't fall on your face walking to the bathroom, and there were no such lights on Mount Washington, wherever it was that we stopped for the night. I mean, it wasn't entirely there were trails, there were some outcroppings, like people had clearly been there before, but it's the closest to real, honest-to-goodness wilderness I've ever been. I wonder what wilderness looks like for you. What do you imagine when you think of the word wilderness? For the Israelites and for the people throughout most of the Hebrew scriptures, the wilderness refers to the 40 years when they were wandering somewhere between Egypt and Israel. That desert time, right? When they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, figuring out what it meant to be God's people and how they were being called to follow God as a new people with their own land. Before they could get there, before they could arrive, they had to do some real soul searching as a community to figure out where it was God was leading them. And in Jesus' time, wilderness mostly refers to a section outside the city over near the River Jordan. It gets referred to a lot, especially in Matthew, as the spot where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's the place where if you were not welcome as part of the community, you were cast out into. At the time, Jerusalem, the city, had a gate protecting it. It had a wall. It was sort of a fortressy kind of place, protected by the Roman guards. But if you weren't inside that protection, you were exposed to the elements and the wild animals and, you know, marauders of all sorts that might be out there. You didn't know what was going to be there, but weeping and gnashing of teeth is like the big Matthew phrase. I know it's not, we're in Luke and not Matthew this year, but it's helpful when we think about wilderness. And yet it is in the midst of that wilderness that John is crying out. It is in the midst of that wilderness that the prophet Isaiah is crying out. I wonder what wilderness is for us today when we think about it in those kinds of terms. What is our wilderness? We hear more and more about violence. Violence that isn't just in bad neighborhoods, in faraway places, in countries we can hardly pronounce anymore. Violence in our communities, in our homes, sometimes even in our places of worship, which are meant to be safe. Maybe that's what the wilderness looks like. Or perhaps the wilderness is all those out there struggling with addiction, right? The stories we hear all the time about the opioid crisis, the countless times we hear stories of people overdosing. The frequency is so high that even police officers now need to carry around Narcan just in case they come across someone and might be able to save their life after they've overdosed. Maybe that's some of our wilderness these days. Maybe the wilderness is the complete lack of civility in our public discourse, the hostility that people who are meant to lead us with justice and humility can't help but show for those who seem to disagree with them. Maybe that's some of our wilderness these days. But honestly, the truth is this: wilderness, as it always has been, is really in the heart of human beings, each and every one of us. The secrets that we hide from even those we are closest with, the secrets we probably wish we could hide even from God. The secret regret or shame or fear that keeps us bound, that keeps us silent. The struggles that we have within ourselves, trying to figure out who we are as God's children and what it means to live as the people of God. Sure, the wilderness is out there, sort of, but it's deep in here, too. Oh, I should not put my hands over the mic. That doesn't work so well. It's deep in here, too. And so perhaps for us this day, as we face our own wilderness, a good question to ask is, where is God? And the reality is that God is where God has always been, and that is with God's people in the midst of the wilderness. When the Israelites were wandering around those 40 years in the wilderness, God did not abandon them. God was with them, leading them, protecting them, providing for them every step of the way. And even in Jesus' time, those folks who were cast out into the wilderness, we're not cast out of God's presence. For God was with them, and to the wilderness is where God sends John. It's in the wilderness that the proclamation about the goodness of the coming of the reign of God is pronounced. And God is with us deep in our hearts when we face our own wilderness struggles. God continues to show up everywhere. God always has. God continues to show up for us in the breaking of the bread at the table where God's love is poured out for us each and every week, filling us and sustaining us to face our wilderness. God is in the water at the font, pouring out God's blessing, washing us clean from our sins, and bringing us to renewed life through Christ. God continues to show up here in this community, wayless wanderers through the wilderness though we are. God continues to show up when we share the peace with one another and we become Christ for each other. God continues to show up when we pray for those who are in need, when we lend a hand, when we join together for fellowship and service. God continues to live through each and every one of us. And so although we still will face wilderness moments in our lives, we rest assured that God is with us, that God is already here, and that the reign of God is coming.